Hey everybody,
this is Kel,
and this is Kim,
and we mixed up on you.
You usually go, this is Kim, and this is Kel.
I know, and I'm usually the one that's like, hey everybody.
I was feeling spicy, I just couldn't wait to start telling this story, apparently. That's getting ahead of myself.
Well, it is, it's Halloween time, it's fun time of year.
I don't really care for it, I know you do.
I'm not that into it this year, which isn't like...
Why?
It's been a freaking hard year. Let's just put that all together. Yeah. This year has been rough.
Every year you think it's going to get better. I mean, I've had a fine year.
Well, we both had a rough spring.
The life of Riley over here.
No, we had a rough spring, though, with like health issues. And then it's like getting the new job and like settling into a new... So it's like I've just been preoccupied with life to even like...
But that happens. That's why we work well together, because we do peaks and valleys.
We do.
So we cover each other's ass.
We do. But we don't put guns in them.
No.
Like last
We don't hold them.
No.
The reason I say that is because Kelly was sharing her birthing story, and the nurse had to hold her butt up.
She did. And everybody that came in the room got a full moon.
And at that point, you're like, I don't give a shit who sees me.
I was actually more disappointed that I couldn't, like, pull the pants down kind of thing, because they were just not there.
Oh, it was already there. Hello! Oh, God, that's so funny. Yeah,
I'm going to tell that at Az's 16th birthday party.
Oh, that should be fabulous for her.
Right? I think she's going to love that.
I think she might, actually. She's that kind of kid. I mean, the birthing stories that some people have, now that Lauren works in a birthing center, I'm sure she's
I can only imagine,
share of things she's seen. But, I mean, to her, it's like, you've seen one, you've seen them all.
What was that? What did she say? It was like her first month or so in.
She said, oh, I never thought I'd ever see so many beavers in my entire life. Frank and I just looked at each other. It's like, and then you think about it, that's her job.
Right.
I mean, so I'm sure she's seen her share.
Like they say, they've seen worse. So, right?
That's true. But like when you're in the process of giving birth, you don't give two fucks who sees you.
No, I was quiet and I was just like...
I was quiet too.
Whatever.
I didn't scream. Well, no. One time, because I heard another woman doing it, and I thought maybe, hey, I'll give it a try. Maybe it'll help. It doesn't help. It makes it worse.
Hey, guys. I just wanted to take a moment to gush about Anchor and how easy it is to make a podcast. First off, it's free. If it's free, it's for me. And who doesn't like free stuff? They have creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. So you can do it on the run, or if you're bored at lunch, you can fidget with your editing. Anchor will also distribute your podcast for you, so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many other podcast streaming networks. And you can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started today.
The fourth and final winner of John H. Mudgett's book, Crazy Is as Crazy Does, The Life of a Serial Killer, is Jennifer Ross from Tennessee. Congratulations, Jennifer.
I know. Actually, I swore once. I thought I was going to be like a sailor, and I swore once because my mom was like, all right, we just got to keep going. I was like, fuck. And she's like, come on, you can do this. And I was like, all right.
I want to.
I was like, let's do this. And then after that, that was like.
Did you hear the music playing in your head? That fight music? Dun, dun, dun. Oh, man. Good times. I'm not really sure how we got on the subject of birthing when we're. I'm just about ready to tell you about a haunting.
I was going to say, we were talking about Halloween and life.
We've had shiny things.
Yes, we've had a strange day.
Definitely shiny things. And I'm sure most of the people that are listening already know what we're talking about, but we can't stay on topic for too darn long.
No. We talked about like 8 different things in the last few hours.
Now, here's my thing. When we're talking about one subject, in your head, are you thinking, oh my God, I'm going to tell her this?
Yes.
I do that too. It's like you know, you don't get to see each other that often, once or twice a week, maybe, if you're lucky. But then you hold all this stuff in and you want to tell.
I know. And then we get so excited.
I know. I'm always excited when I see you.
We did our excited waving, happy waving tube guy thing this morning, too.
Glorious.
If people could only see.
You know what? We ought to really think about doing this for YouTube.
Anchor has a new video beta testing.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, we'll have to check it out.
We'll have to.
So that way.
We'll have to have people actually leave us messages on Facebook on our page at Shiny Things Podcast and let us know if they would be interested in us going on YouTube.
I think we're very comical. I think our, I don't know, I think we're funnier if you get to look at it versus listening to.
So, Kelly, since it's October and I wanted to stay kind of on the spooky side, this isn't really, honestly, it's really not scary.
Okay.
And it's not a Halloween story.
Okay.
It's actually just a haunting story of this hotel / resort that I found online. So, and I thought it was really interesting, so I thought I'd tell everybody about that today.
Okay.
It's called the Stanley Hotel.
Hold on, pause. You've never heard of the Stanley Hotel?
Never.
Really? Have you ever seen the movie The Shining?
No.
This is that one.
Well, that's in here.
Okay, so I was like, I saw where you said, like, Rocky Mountains. I was like, maybe she doesn't know.
You know, they said it in here.
Okay.
So, no, I never heard it until now.
Okay, I'm going to comment on that.
Okay.
Sorry.
Okay.
I just wanted to make sure.
Okay.
Should we start over?
You totally screwed me up. Now I don't know what to do.
Just talk about it, because I can.
Okay. So, like I said, we're going to stay on kind of a spooky trail since it is October. But it's not scary. But it's very interesting. It's called the Stanley Hotel Hauntings, and I've never heard of this before, and I know that you have, Kelly.
I'm kind of embarrassed that when you were telling me about it, that I didn't put two and two together, but it's even funnier that you've never heard of it.
I know. I'm in my 50s, and I never heard of this motel until last week when I was doing the research for it. But it's based on, it took place in a movie was based on it. So let me just do this.
Oh, yes.
So anyway, the Stanley Hotel's a resort, and it's at the foothills of the Colorado Rocky Mountains in Estes Park. So a man named Freenan, I think I'm saying that right, Stanley purchased the land from Lord Dunraven in 1907. So on July 4th, 1909, the resort opened to the upper class public, and it was a retreat mostly for the rich and snobby.
Mm-hmm.
And also, since it was, you know, surrounded by fresh air and mountains and pines and all that, it was a retreat for TB sufferers like Mr. Stanley, because the fresh air was the main form of treatment in the 1900s for TB. So I didn't know this, but I'm sure most of the American people know this. is that the motel is best known for being the inspiration for Stephen King's best-selling horror novel, The Shining.
Sorry.
You think that's so funny? I've heard of The Shining, but I've never heard of the
motel. Oh, don't waste your time. That like movie is like way too long for. Don't waste your time. And I think that it's hilarious that they're like, hey, rich people, come up to this hotel, but you're also going to have to stay with people that have a contagious infectious disease.
Yes. And that's actually the thing that happened back then. That's how it was treated. And actually, Frank, the house he lived in as a child was a military, hospital for TB patients.
Wow.
And that was in Germantown.
That's cool.
And honestly, I wish he would come on here, but he won't. His house was haunted.
I know. I've gotten like little glimpses of his story, but
he won't talk about it because most people think that he's crazy.
I don't think he's crazy.
When I've talked to him and his family, his mom, his dad, his siblings, they've all said things. I don't doubt it for a minute.
No.
I'm sure there was a lot of deaths there.
And they're not nice deaths either.
No.
They were usually overpacked and
yeah. So let me get back on topic. So there's lots of ghost stories that take place within this hotel. It's home to extremely active paranormal activity. Freenan and his wife Flora are rumored to haunt this hotel, along with a lot of other spirits. Apparently, he has been seen throughout the resort and has been known to help lost children find their parents in the hotel. That could go a whole bunch of different ways. You know, at least these are friendly. It's like Casper.
Yeah.
So, and Flora, his wife, is apparently responsible for unexplained piano music coming from the music room and from the concert hall. And occasionally, people have smelled the scent of roses, and that's said to be Flora. The concert hall is said to be the most haunted building because there's like different spots on the grounds.
Mm-hmm.
And it's said to be haunted by several different spirits, including a former grandson of theirs. And it's also rumored that a young girl named Lucy was found in a hotel basement, apparently peeking at some construction plans. The staff found out and threw her into the cold where she froze to death. And now she haunts the basement and the concert hall, which is rumored to have contained a haunted mirror as well.
Yep.
Let's stop there for a second. That's pretty hardcore.
If you throw me outside, you bet your ass I'm haunting that place.
Yeah, I know. I mean, and you know, you don't know for sure if any of this really did happen. But, I mean, from what I saw online, many different people saw basically the same things, but there were people that saw other things, and it seemed like they were, like, adamant.
Yeah, and these are, like, residual hauntings where it's, like,
they just keep coming back. Right. I love that.
Me, too. It's, like, it's so fascinating because they don't know they're dead.
No. Isn't that kind of sad, though?
It's sad, but then on the other hand, it's also, it's like they're still living their life.
Right.
But it's like the same day every day.
Yeah. And they never age. I love that.
Yeah. Because Lucy's probably gorgeous.
I would love that. So anyway, let's get back to that haunted mirror. Many guests claim to have taken photos at the reflection. Like you take a picture of your reflection in the mirror. And when they got the picture back, it showed like a spirit standing next to them.
Oh,
that is freaky. That's sort of like, have you ever been in the Haunted Mansion in Disney World?
Mm-hmm.
So when you're in your little car going through the mansion and you look into the mirror, there's a ghost or something sitting in the car with you.
Yeah.
So that's what it reminded me of. On the fourth floor of the Stanley Hotel, it's rumored to be extremely haunted as well, and that there's ghosts of children that continue to play in that area, because apparently there was like almost like where they would babysit the children so their parents didn't have to deal with them
mm-hmm.
on that floor.
Ooh, why are they there though?
Well, I don't know, because usually a spirit comes back when they're unsettled.
Right, like, was there like a horrible fire or something that killed?
Well, there was a couple things that were a little bit weird, but I'll get to that.
Okay.
Nothing bad, though. Nothing horrible. So you could hear these ghost children playing in the area, and you could hear them running and giggling down the hallway. And then in one of the articles that I read, this woman was staying on that floor, and all she kept hearing at night when she was sleeping was kids running up and down the hall and giggling and laughing and fooling around. And, you know, kids are kids, but in the middle of the night, you want your peace and quiet.
That would piss me off.
Yeah. So she was pissed off, got up to yell at them, and there's no kids there.
Yikes. Kid ghosts are the worst. They're so creepy.
So in room 401, supposedly haunted by former landlord Lord Dunraven, that's the guy that they bought the property off originally, and has a closet that opens and closes on its own. How would you like that? Staying in a room and the door is to the closet's opening and closing, opening, closing.
No, thank you.
I don't know. I kind of think that's kind of cool. And then room 428 is also said to have a paranormal hotspot. And it has furniture that moves around the room by itself. And the ghost of a cowboy was spotted there watching guests sleep from the foot of the bed. That's kind of creepy.
Ooh, yeah.
Don't... I don't want nobody looking at me.
Yeah, like, mind your fucking business.
Yeah, that's creepy. So then in the grand staircase is located in the main lobby was another paranormal hotspot, where multiple people picked up apparitions of women, like, descending, walking down the stairway dressed in the old-time clothing in their photos. So they're standing
That's cool.
there taking pictures on the stairway, that staircase, the rounded one, and they get their pictures back, and here's women dressed in this old-time outfits or ball gowns. That's creepy.
That, yeah, but it's so cool.
I would love that.
Yeah.
That's so cool. The Stanley Hotel was actually built on top of an underground tunnel system, which former staff members used to navigate the property. So instead of walking, it's almost like Disney World. They were underground and nobody saw them. So they use that to navigate the property.
And it gets cold as, like, it's
in
so,
Colorado,
yeah, in the winter. Yep. That's what the whole movie of The Shining is that they're caretaking for the place for the winter.
Oh.
And, like, there's no communication. There was no
phone. Well, I'm going to watch it. I have to. I should have actually watched it before this.
It's, like, 3 hours. It's a really long movie.
Well, I watched The Conjuring 1 and 2. I didn't watch the third one, though.
The third one's okay.
They weren't really as scary as I thought they were going to be.
No, I would say they're really not.
So, anywho, it's rumored that some of the workers continue to haunt that underground tunnel. And Kelly will like this. There's also a gray ghost cat with glowing green eyes that have been spotted there. I just think that's a little... Okay.
Yeah, I think that might be a little embellished.
Although, you know...
Look, my cat haunts my house, so I'm not...
I think he does, too, because your cats act weird around that...
That spot.
That
and they don't
possess
it. That blanket, they don't get near it.
That's really odd. So then, let's go to room 217. This is the most requested room in the hotel, since that's the room Steven Spielberg spent the night in, and supposedly became inspired to write... The Shining.
Yeah, fuck that guy.
Oh, God. You're so funny. So I heard a few different versions, but one of the versions was that Stephen King and his wife arrived at the hotel in September of 1974. They were placed in room 217 and were the only guests to spend the night in the hotel because it was about to close for the season. So they were basically the only guests there. And apparently, from what I've read, King had a nightmare that his son was being chased down the hallway by a fire hose. That's the kind that are attached to the wall.
Oh, those old school
those
ones?
Old
That's
school
so cool.
Ones.
Not that his kid's being chased, but.
No, the old school. So then it caught him and strangled him to death. He woke up and remembered his son was safe and sound in Boulder with the nanny and was understandably shaken by the nightmare. So he got up and had a cigarette. And by the time he finished, he had the storyline to his novel, The Shining. In the same room, it's also said to be haunted by the spirit of Lizzie. Now, I'm going to say her name, but I don't know if it's the right name. Littenberger? But I also thought it was Lizzie Wilson, a chambermaid. So it's...
Littenberger's much cooler.
Yeah. So in 1911, she was lighting the gas lamps in the guest room. And there was actually a gas leak in the room. And since she was carrying the candle that was already, you know, ignited, it triggered an explosion and blew the room apart, basically, and flung her body to the floor below. Oof. She did survive. She broke both ankles. But a lot of people believe she returned to her workplace in death and is responsible for the high amount of paranormal activity in that room. And guests, because she's going back to, like, maybe service the room, like a chambermaid or something, mm-hmm. because guests are saying that they're leaving the room, and upon returning, they find that their luggage is unpacked.
Fuck that.
Yeah.
Don't touch my stuff.
And shoes are all lined up, which I love that. And then on occasion, guests have reported seeing shadows pass through the walls. That's fucked up.
Yeah, that gives me creeps.
So the Stanley Hotel seems to have a history of paranormal activity. But even before the Stanley Hotel was built, Estes Park was actually a spiritual valley for the Native Americans. So maybe it's not the hotel itself that brings on this paranormal activity. Maybe it's the land, but
could be an old Indian burial ground.
It could be. So you don't really know.
There's a lot of fun, like those ghost hunting shows and stuff that have gone in there.
I like them.
You have to watch some of them because, like, a lot of the stuff you were saying, it's like they caught that on video.
That's bizarre. You know, and a lot of people don't believe it, but, I mean, I always think, like, who are you to think that there isn't something else out there?
Right, and then my big question is, even if they worked there and stuff like that, that place has a beautiful bar, you'll see in the movie. Why wouldn't they just go chill at the bar?
Maybe they're not drinkers.
They don't have to drink, but it was like a fun social thing. Like, you'll see the...
It was probably all that, like, thick mahogany wood with, like, a full shine on it. Oh, and the,
it's like
velvet curtains in the room, and, oh, I love that old-time stuff.
Yeah, so that was what was cool. I love Stephen King, but the movie for me was just too long. The book was really good, but the movie was like...
See, I would never read the book. Never, because the books are always worse than the movie.
Because you get to use your
They're
imagination.
They're more intense.
Well, and then your imagination goes with it. Whereas with the movie, it's playing out in front of you. You don't have that option.
Yeah.
So
if you actually read a book... And you love, love, love it. And then it gets turned into a movie. Don't expect to love that movie as much as you did the book. Because it doesn't happen. I'm telling you, a book takes you places that a movie can't.
And that's why I try to... So The Outsider is another newer Stephen King book that they made into a TV show on HBO. And I haven't had time to read the book. But I watched the TV show. I've watched it 3 times through. It was, like,
So
well done. And I can't imagine what my mind would have thought up if I had read the book first. It was, like, it was crazy.
You're brave, though. You like those kind of things.
I love that kind of
stuff. I was brave myself last week and decided, let's just watch a scary movie. And we watched The Conjuring. Frank watched, like, maybe a half an hour of it, and he was like, this is stupid. I'm going to go do something. And Lauren was, like, playing on her phone, and I sat there and watched it.
I think it's a good movie.
But I watch it during the day. That's my rule.
That's all right.
No scary movies at night. When the lights are out, when that sun goes down, you're done watching scary movies. And then 2 days later, I watched the second Conjuring in the morning.
In the morning.
So now I have one more to go. But I'm feeling like I'm badass because I
You
watched a
are.
scary movie and I don't, you know me,
I know you don't like scary movies.
look, it took me 3 days to get through Silence of the Lamb.
Well, and to be fair, that's a
That's more real.
that, and then it's a longer movie too.
Anthony Hopkins, he is a genius.
I really like that
He
movie.
is some actor.
And I love the last one with
I didn't watch that one.
Edward Norton. That one is so good.
I watched that first, and that was it. No more. Frank had gotten it on DVD years ago. The other two, no, I did not watch them. But get this, I'm 13 years old, and I'm babysitting up on the hill, 12:30 at night, and I watch Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
That's brutal.
Why would I do that? And then another one I watch, Children of the Corn.
Kid, like I
What the
said,
hell?
kids are so creepy.
Why would I ever, I would never watch either one of them now.
Oh, see, I'm like
Texas
last.
Chainsaw Massacre is like, just stop.
Yeah, the other day, Hulu has like Huluween now, so I'm
Yeah.
like I usually put on one of the movies to fall asleep to. And it was like
You fall asleep to a scary movie, I fall asleep to like watching Sex and the City.
really no. Well, during the week I was watching Sopranos and falling asleep. I love that show. Jinx.
I do, I love that.
And I'm up to the part where Richie Aprile comes in, and I just love my favorite line in the entire series is like they're at the golf club or something like that, and Tony goes up to Richie and he's like, "Don't give me your fucking Manson lamps." Because he's got that weird stare. Oh my God, that is my favorite line in the entire series.
Oh my gosh. You know what we should do? We should do a question, a trivia question on Facebook and Twitter. What's Kelly's favorite line from the Sopranos movie?
That would be fun. And
Say
then,
it again, Kelly.
don't give me your fucking Manson lamps.
There you go. So if we ever have that as a trivia question, there's your answer right there.
Because we have merch we can give
Yep.
away. And if anybody's interested in merch, hit us up.
So I thought that was kind of a light kind of a podcast.
Yeah.
Nothing gory.
No, and I just love that both of us were like oblivious because I like you're like, I'm gonna do the Stanley place, and I was like, oh, okay. Okay. And then when I'm sitting next to you and I'm like, that says Colorado. I was like, oh,
Now
dumbass.
I knew it after I did it because I did the research a few weeks ago, but I didn't have any idea what it was when I did it.
And I wanted to do this place, but you could go on for hours if you don't keep it short because there's so much
So
stuff.
I actually started looking into like other places, like the house in the that was depicted on Amityville Horror. It was about the I think it was a family of seven, but only one person lived because he was the one that went postal and killed his entire family. And it's real. And then another family moved in knowing all
I
this.
couldn't do that. I
No, I couldn't either.
every time I move
I'm
into a
not
place,
flirting with disaster.
well, every time I move somewhere, I always bring Az because she would. I remember my great grandpa's, or not my great grandpa's, my great grandmother's funeral. And then, like, the day before, we went to the little, like, VFW or whatever it was where we were going to have the thing. And we're standing outside, we're getting ready to, like, bring all this stuff in. And Az is like, I don't want to go in there. And I was like, no, we're going in. We're not going to be that long. She's like, that place is creepy. So after that, I'm always like, nope, Az is coming with me
Yeah.
because if my creepy radar doesn't pick it up, which is usually
Hers
pretty
will.
good, exactly. And then if the cats act weird, I'm like, peace, we're done.
Yeah, if
Because
your kid, because kid, they say kids and animals have a lot of energy.
I'm pretty good, though, at picking that up.
But like, and like, I've watched, did you ever watch the Ozzy Osbourne, the Osbourne, shoot, It's with Jack, and they talk about the weird happenings and stuff.
So I haven't watched that one. I watched the one where they travel together.
Oh, I love that, too.
But I do have to get into the ghost one.
Yeah, but Sharon had said something about jewelry and how she won't buy, like, heirloom jewelry and use other people's jewelry because it has a history.
Oh, yeah.
And if you think about that, your jewelry is, like, an appendage of you.
Right.
Like.
And there's all. I believe in bad juju and all of that stuff.
It's just like a house. You know, and I always say I like these old farmhouses. There's a house in Red Hook, back way going into Rhinebeck, that we used to pass, and it was all by itself. It was like this very pale, buttery yellow color,
mm-hmm.
with this lots of property and a lake. I can still see it in my head, and every time I went past it, it just called to me. And I always felt like, gosh, I would love to have an old-fashioned farmhouse, and now I'm like, mm-mm.
No, thank you.
No, thank you. I mean, because Frank's house, I mean, look, his was a military hospital in the Civil War, and his house was haunted.
One day I'll have to get Wendy on so we can talk about her and I's ghost hunting their old house.
Yeah, I really like that. You told me that. That, you know, actually, when you told me the story about that, it made the hair on my neck stand up.
It was freaky. Even now, like, when we talk about it, we both get, like, goosebumps, and we're, like, so, and then, like, there's more, like, after they moved out, stuff happened with her daughter and things like that. So that's why I want her to come on and, like, be able to share it.
I think everybody has had a certain amount of things they can't explain. Like, even in this house, it's a little over 10 years old. We've had things happen here.
I think people follow us, too.
I think so, too.
I think they just pop in once in a while. And
I believe that.
What else are they doing?
As long as you're not trying to hurt me, you can come and visit.
Right.
As much as you want. Now,
don't touch my stuff.
Yeah. Not my stuff and not my drinks.
Yes. Just don't freak me out. I remember when my great-grandmother died and I went into the basement to, like, help get stuff put away and all that. I just remember, because she was a jokester, and the first thing I said, I was like, Mama, if you're here and want to talk, awesome. But don't scare the crap out of me. Because she would have been the one that would,
She's probably laughing.
Yeah. Oh, she was the best.
That's cool.
Well, we gave you guys a light one this week, because next week we're going to have a creep off.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're going to have you guys.
I think mine's going to win.
Oh, I don't know.
I think so.
So, look forward to that.
We're going to, let's explain a little bit, though.
Yeah.
Kelly and I decided we are both going to see who could find the creepiest, grossest person. So, we're going to do a podcast, and we're going to let you decide. So, we're really just competing for bragging rights.
Yeah.
Because we're poor and we don't have the money. So, bragging rights is good.
Right.
So, listen to next week's episode.
But until then, bye.
Find us at patreon.com/shinythingspodcast. Follow us on Instagram at shinythingspodcast. Find us on our Facebook group page called Shiny Things Podcast. You can also find us on Twitter at ShinyThingsPod1. You can email us at ShinyThingsPodcast@gmail.com. Don't be shy. Use any of our social media to send us show ideas, some love, or share additional details we may have missed. Remember to like us and give us 5 stars on your favorite podcasting platform. Until next time, thanks for listening.